So what do we do? How do we deal with the void time when we don't have anything to do? That's the time when we tend to do nonsense. Yes, you know, in school we may have this assignment, fill in the blanks. So what happens is, as soon as we leave some blank in our schedule, the mind fills it in. So if I have nothing to do, then the mind finds something for me to do. And quite often, that something is destructive. So it's that something is damaging. So I'm busy doing something, then I'm focused. But as soon as I stop, I don't have anything to do, I find. Now my mind starts thinking, why did this person speak like this? Why did they do like this? Next time when I meet, I'm going to show this person. So our mind goes into revenge fantasies quite often. So what we need to do is, rather than leaving the blanks for the mind to fill. See, the mind isn't a fill in the blanks. Actually, the mind is so cunning that if it takes control, there's a blank, it will fill in the blank, and after that it will overwrite the sentence. That means, say I have 10 minutes right now, and after 10 minutes, I have to go in for a meeting. But in that 10 minutes, I get so worked up about something that I just forget the meeting and I go, I'm going to beat that person, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. So if you just leave things to the mind, then it will make us miserable. That's why it is best to plan how we are going to use our leisure time also. Not that we have to fill our schedule to brimming. It is not that we have to overpack our schedule. But rather, whenever I get spare time, what am I going to do? If I plan it out, say if I'm reading a particular book, I have the book in my phone, I carry the book with me. As soon as I get some time, I'll read it. Also, we can find out for ourselves, or each one of us is different. We can find out what is the activity in which we can constructively absorb ourselves. And we can do that activity, we can consciously strive to make that our default activity. So that means, say, if I like to hear kirtans, then I should always have some nice kirtans, and I can be singing it, I can be reciting it, I can be learning new tunes, I can be moving onwards in that direction. As soon as I have some time, I can start hearing that. If I, as I said, if I like to read books, I can do that. So we have to find out what is the activity in which we can constructively absorb ourselves. And we should be like, not that, rather than being in a situation, now I have time, now what should I do? Okay, maybe I can read some book. Maybe I can call my relatives and not call them for a long time. Maybe I can do some planning for my future work. Or maybe, I didn't sleep enough last night. Maybe I can sleep. So what happens is, if we leave things to the mind will choose the path of least resistance. And quite often the path of least resistance is the path of unproductivity or even counterproductivity. We don't do anything or we harm ourselves. So rather than letting ourselves be in a situation where we have time and then wonder, what will I do with this time? We can plan that this is a thing which I want to do in my life. Okay, I want to read this book. And keep that ready. So as soon as I get some time, I will immediately use it for that purpose. So look at your own life and think of the things that which you really look forward to doing. And not just in terms of going to some new place and seeing this, that will require some substantial amount of time. But simply, as I said, like reading. Or many devotees, they prefer hearing. Nowadays with technology has its flip side, but technology also has benefits. We can, if you like to hear philosophy, we can just have lectures of whichever speakers we like to hear, ready with us. We can just start hearing it. So we can have some targets in the things that we like to do. And then as soon as we get some time, immediately we'll do those things. So we need definitely to plan our void time. Otherwise, we will get into unnecessary anxiety, unnecessary negativity, unnecessary frustration. And having something to look forward to, that also brings energy in our life. It's like, it's good to treat time like money. That means, most often for all of us, we have more things to purchase than the money with which you can afford it. So we are thinking, as soon as I get some more money, I'll purchase this. So we are looking, where can I get more money? So like that, we should always have more things to do than what we have time to do. Now this doesn't have to be a burden. oh, I have to do this, I have to do that. But just we should be looking forward. So as soon as I get some time somewhere, immediately I use it for constructive purposes. Use it for doing that particular thing. Does that answer your question? Thank you.